This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are calls for an independent review into the tragedy at the Travis Scott rap concert as Houston police continue to investigate how 8 people ended up dead and hundreds of others injured. The AP's Julie Walker.
Houston police and fire were deeply involved in safety measures for the music festival. Now the city's police department is leading the criminal investigation where a surging crowd killed 8 people as video on social media shows many at the concert trying to get the performance to stop. The county top elected official is calling for a separate independent review. Crowd safety experts say outsiders could help avoid conflicts. Harris County, which owns the venue, is considering its own investigation. Meanwhile, Travis Scott has offered to pay for the funerals, refund tickets, and canceled his appearance at a Vegas concert.
Los Angeles has a vaccination mandate for city and county workers, but hundreds of protesters turned out yesterday to rally against that mandate. They call it a march for freedom. Jo Lynn Saunders is married to a city employee.
We shouldn't be told that we're going to lose our jobs, that we're going to lose our freedoms, that our children aren't going to be able to go to school.
She talked to Fox One Los Angeles. The family of a former U.S. Marine who's imprisoned in Moscow says he's begun a hunger strike to protest his controversial detention and human rights abuses behind bars. 29-year-old Trevor Reed is from Texas. The Russians say he was drunk when he grabbed the arm of a police officer and elbowed another officer. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison. 4 astronauts have returned to Earth riding home with SpaceX to end a 200-day space station mission that began last spring. General Electric is announcing it will divide itself into 3 public companies focused on aviation, healthcare, and energy. This is AP News. Testimony from the lone survivor in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Gage Grosskreutz is a volunteer medic and a protester in Kenosha. He testified he saw Rittenhouse kill a man just feet away, the second person killed in a night of protest last year. He approached Rittenhouse, pointing a gun.
What was going through your mind at this particular moment? That I was going to die.
Grosskreutz was shot in the arm. He later testified he unintentionally pointed the gun at Rittenhouse. But under cross-examination,
you began chasing or running after a man who was running away from you, correct?
That is correct.
Prosecutors say Rittenhouse was the instigator of the violence. His lawyers argue he acted in self-defense. Tape from Court TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow was up 104 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.